And it's time to go. All right, so next talk is going to be around NetBoot without throwing a fit.
Yeah, so hello everybody, and welcome to my talk. My name is Ahmed Khatoum. I work for Pingotronics. We do embedded Linux consulting and development. And something I do a lot at work is network booting kernels. Is network booting kernels. The way I usually do it is I extract the rootfs into an NFS exported directory. Optimally, the rootfs is already self-describing. It has a kernel, it has a device tree, it has an init RAMFS, and it has a bootloader spec that ties it all together. Here is an example. This has a 6.18 kernel. It references a device tree. And then I can point, in this case, a Barebox bootloader at it and boot it. Unfortunately, this doesn't always work out of the box because I usually extract without root. So the user ID and GID are all wrong. And all these executables with suite bits, they won't work because they will try to assume the user I have on the development host and not root, for example. There are ways around that. You can page. If you are using root for everything, you can just remove the suite bit, and it mostly works. You can run it in a fake root environment. So there are workarounds. Another problem is NFS being networked. That means that you need a lot of special casing. For example, if you have Ethernet switches, you will have to disable some systemd networkd rules. But you can also work around it. If you have a USB host controller, you use a USB Ethernet adapter. If you have a gadget device, a gadget controller, you can, since kernel 6.12, configure USB 9 PFS, which I presented on with my colleague Michael last year here at FOSDEM. What's more difficult to handle is when the user space just says no, because it's very set in its way to expect a boot block device, or it's an AB system and it expects to have an active partition. And yeah, what you need to do in this case is like look at all the init scripts and all the services and make sure that they would tolerate being run under NFS root. And once you add some verified boot scheme into the mix, and then you have device mapper configuration for the mVerity, the mCrypt, the mIntegrity, and so on, you only get more services that depend on a specific block order, a block device landscape to be available. And we also usually lose this nice aspect with bootloader spec, where you can have a partition that's fully self-describing, because you will have a signed kernel bundle with everything in it, and it will usually be in a separate partition, and so on. And the end result is that everyone needs to take care to keep the network boot workflow working, or it's just not there. And this bothered me a lot in some previous projects, because I just wanted to network boot the kernel, debug some kernel issue, do a bisect, but always network boot is bit rotting because it's not the usual way the system is booted. So I wanted to rethink the issue. What's the minimum viable payload that I need for kernel boot? And very importantly, I don't want to mess with the rootfs at all. I don't want to mess with any OS build system like Yocto or something. I just want to build a kernel. I want to be able to network boot it and leave everything else as is.